daunting task of breaking the news to your kids about your spouse's affair is not one any parent wants to face. When the affair your spouse is engaged in is with someone of the same sex, your conversation with the kids gets even more difficult. We'll offer guidance in this regard on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A wife and mom wrote to us with this question. She asks, "How do I tell my two school-aged children that their daddy has left us for another man? Losing my husband has been devastating, as you can imagine, but I'm also concerned and burdened for my kids. I haven't told them anything yet. It's hard enough to have to explain that their father is gone, and I'm afraid the whole same-sex aspect of the situation will only exacerbate their pain and confusion. How do I help them understand and cope?" Our advice would be to go slow, take small steps, and keep things as simple as possible. If they have specific questions, you can take the opportunity to talk to them in general terms about God's design for sex, always being careful to use age-appropriate language. But what they really want at this point are straightforward answers to three basic questions. First, why is Dad leaving? Second, what happens next? And last, is this our fault? In tackling the first of these questions, why is Dad leaving, we suggest that you steer clear of the sexual details. Stick to a relational explanation. Say something like, "Dad has decided he doesn't want to be married to me anymore. He's been spending a lot of time with another person lately, and he says he wants to concentrate on developing that relationship." You can tell them that this wasn't your idea and that you don't agree with the choices your husband has made. Don't assume the responsibility of attempting to explain his actions. Just let them know that you're deeply saddened by this turn of events. You should also make it clear that this is not God's plan for any marriage relationship. Now, kids in a situation like this also have a pressing need for practical reassurance. They can see that life is about to change in some dramatic ways, and they want to know how it's going to look and what the next steps are going to be. Their heads are full of doubts and questions. Will we be able to stay in our own house and keep going to the same school? Will we still have money for food and clothing? Your job at this juncture is to do everything in your power to shore up their sense of security. Let them know in no uncertain terms that their needs will be met. If necessary, explain exactly how that's going to happen. For example, "Daddy has promised to send us money," or "I'll be getting a job." Stay in control and demonstrate your love for them. Let them observe your consistency and reliability in the midst of the crisis. Encourage them to express their feelings about what's happened, their anger, fear, and anxiety, and help them figure out what to do with these emotions. Make it clear that you have feelings too. Finally, your children need to understand that Dad's decision has nothing to do with them. Kids tend to blame themselves when family problems of this magnitude arise. Make it clear to them that this is not their fault. Explain that while Daddy still loves them, he's forgotten for the moment that love means keeping promises and putting the needs of others ahead of one's own. Talk to them in general terms about sin and selfishness and the pain that usually results from this kind of behavior. Then help them to see that it's possible to survive that pain and come out stronger on the other side. While honesty is crucial, avoid the temptation to make yourself look like a hero at your husband's expense. Instead of going that route, zero in on the needs of the moment and focus on healing your children's hurts. Focus on the Family's counseling department is able to provide you with sound advice and practical assistance over the phone. Our counselors can also provide you with references to reputable Christian therapists practicing in your area. Please call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.